News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Okay, there is no doubt that the coronavirus pandemic has turned into a healthcare crisis. But obviously, as we've been hearing for a number of years, another disaster is looming in the form of climate change. In fact, leading public health experts are now arguing petrol pumps, airline tickets and energy bills should carry cigarette packet style warnings about the damage caused by global warming. John Gibbons, environmental journalist and commentator. Images of blackened lungs, flooded homes on petrol pumps. Is that a good idea in your view, John?
Yeah, I think so, Shane. I think what the following here is the tobacco model, because if you think about it, you go back, say, 50 years. At that time, tobacco was widely accepted, and even the likelihood is even your GP smoked. And over time, as the dangers associated with tobacco became clear, the public health dangers, gradually its social license was withdrawn, and smoking eventually was no longer viewed as a normal lifestyle choice, but rather as an addiction which harms the individual and people around them. And it's a perfect analogy, actually, for fossil fuels. With most of us, very few of us, when we fill up in the petrol station or if we, you know, buy an airline ticket, very few of us actually connect what we're doing there to the fact that we're causing direct environmental harm to other people. But that's the situation. And to put that in numbers, the air pollution, say, related to fossil fuel burning alone, kills about 3.5 million people a year. And in Ireland, about 1,200 people a year die as a direct result of air pollution. So that's eight times higher than the total number of people who die in road traffic accidents in Ireland. And yet, we advertise, we spend money through the Road Safety Authority promoting good behaviour on the roads because we realise how dangerous the roads are. And yet, you're eight times more likely to die as a result of air pollution. And much of that air pollution is coming from indiscriminate burning of fossil fuels. So what this is about, and I would stress, Shane, that this is a health initiative from the British Medical Journal. This isn't really primarily an environmental initiative. It's a health initiative from health professionals pointing out that this is a health emergency primarily, and to get people to focus on it from that point.
Okay. There'll be people listening today say, look, Grant, cigarettes are really bad for your health. It's definitely worked. But, you know, showing a blackened lung or a flooded home on an airline ticket is a little bit extreme.
Yeah, I completely understand that view. And it does feel like harmless occupation. But I would stress that once upon a time, cigarette smoking was considered to be just a very harmless vice, really a matter for personal choice and by and large harmless. Eventually, it turned out that cigarettes kill half the people who smoke them will die as a result of cigarettes. And of course, many people will die from secondhand smoke, being around cigarette smokers. And in that sense, the analogy really is very, very strong. Fossil fuels are very useful, and in much the same way that cigarettes are very popular, fossil fuels are very useful. We depend on them for many aspects of our lives, but they come with a huge downside. And that downside is that fossil fuels, as I say, they're contributing directly to air pollution that kills millions, but more importantly, they're also contributing directly to environmental destruction that would kill not millions, but billions in time unless we move quickly away from fossil fuels.
In a word, do you see this happening? Do you see labels being the norm in the future? Sweden are going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some talk. Some US states have looked at this. I think it'll come. It will require an EU-wide move. But I think people, once they understand the connections, I believe it'll become inevitable.
Just a couple of things before you go, John. I'm curious, the fight against climate change, what would it look like post this pandemic, when all this is over? Do you think it'll encourage people to say, wow, actually, this world is actually quite fragile, we need to do something about it? Or will we kind of party like it's 1999 and forget about everything?
Yeah, I think that there are two possible outcomes. And one thing that brings it to mind, that joins the dots, I think, for a lot of people, and certainly, is that it's now beginning to look increasingly that the virus, that the COVID-19 virus, has actually jumped from human persecution of a little scaly anteater called a pangolin. And it's a warning shot, Shane, as I would see it. This is nature saying, listen, back off. You really need to, we've got to stop persecuting wild animals. We've got to give nature space. And if we don't, we're going to expect more and more of these kind of blowback events. But to answer your second question, will we just go back to partying at the end of this? If we, you know, there's a lesson to be be learned in all of these things. And if we learn the lesson, then I think we can take this as a warning and hopefully plot a lower energy future. If we don't, if we decide at the end of this crisis that, you know, it's just a once-off, something like this will never happen again, and we go back to simply burning fuels like it's 1999, well, then the next round of disasters, we will look back, I suspect, at the coronavirus event with nostalgia.
Okay, we'll leave it there. John Gibbons, environmental journalist, thanks indeed for talking.